Exchange 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Star power for one of the presidential candidates tonight in Georgia.
A former president and the boss. Vice President Harris tonight in the Atlanta suburbs will try and rev up her supporters and mobilize voters for her campaign by holding a big rally with Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. It's part of what the Harris campaign is calling its When We Vote, We Win concert series.
ABC's Karen Travers next week. Harris will hold a rally on the same spot where Donald Trump encouraged his supporters to head to the Capitol on January 6th. As for Donald Trump, he'll hold a rally in New York's Madison Square Garden on Sunday. During his latest Middle East stop in Doha, Qatar, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an additional $135 million in U.S. aid to the Palestinians. The parent company of WWE and the UFC is buying PBR, that's Professional Bull Riders, in a deal worth more than $3 billion. Also included in the acquisition, IMG, a major distributor of sports content. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur said he wants the former 49ers defensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I don't hear anything.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. 4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Well, man, I'm trying to get my feet back on the ground. I just got through doing an interview with the British Broadcasting Company, and it was really, really a great opportunity, and I just wanted to say thanks to all of you in the listening audience because of whatever the opportunities that happened to come my way. They would not be happening if it wasn't for you, the listening audience. I come in here every day, and I don't come in here with the mindset of, I'm the greatest host that has ever, been in radio. I am a guy who I clearly point out to people constantly. I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm a blue-collar guy who, just does the best that he can every day to bring pertinent information to you, the listening audience. So I'm excited as always, man, to have this opportunity. It is, like a dream come true for me and to be recognized by the British Broadcasting Association, is another great honor. And I need to thank Civic Media for having faith and trust in me. So that having been said, got a great show lined up for you as always. At 8:30, we'll be joined by Congressman Gabe Amayo. He is from Rhode Island. And as we are in the stretch run of this election, he's going to be talking about the critical it is for people in this election, all the things that are at stake. And, as if you and I don't know. But we're going to keep on bringing these great guests to you as we, move further down the road. I'm also going to be joined by Governor Tony Evers at 9:30 as he will come and talk about all that's at stake as if we don't already know what's at stake. But he's going to be on to talk with us. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Dwayne Shikoski, who is seeking the 53rd Assembly District in Neenah. So I got a lot of stuff lined up, as always. And I want to say to you, our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Your thoughts. You know, here's your opportunity. You know, at times you call and can't get through. I can't give you but a minute or two to get your thoughts out. But at this juncture, what are your thoughts right now about this election and where we are? Because one of the things that, you know, the BBC was asking of me was my thoughts about this particular election, and my thoughts have not changed at all. It is without question a decision that is going to hold, you know, impactful changes, or create impactful changes in this nation that'll resonate for decades to come. And so, Calvin, let me ask you, man, where we are now? What are your thoughts, man? As we, you know, 12 days out, you know, let's go back to where we were with Joe Biden when he was running, and to where we are right now. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly am more content with the Democrats and the race now that it's Kamala Harris. I think she has brought a lot of energy and excitement. I'm still nervous just because of online. I see how rabid Trump's supporters are. And so it gives me a feeling that the MAGA side could be as excited as the Democrats, and that makes me nervous for the outcome. But I think we just have to keep our heads down and vote, and things will work out.
Do you know any MAGAs?
Yes, my whole neighborhood.
You know, man, I talk with people who have family members that are MAGA, and it's kind of created a divide within the family. And I talked with a friend the other day, and he said, man, I don't talk to my sisters and brothers anymore. And I couldn't help but, man, how could one man separate families like that? How can that be a good thing? Right? How can you support a man who has created a divide inside of families, and sometimes divides inside of families, Calvin, you know, have a ripple effect, and sometimes those families never heal. But here's a man who continues to flaunt the fact that he's dividing people. And I don't know how that can be a good thing, Calvin.
Well, I mean, it's definitely not. I know. I'm lucky enough to have my parents share the same values as I do, so we will be voting the same way. But my uncles and their wives, they certainly don't share the same values as we do as far as the election and politics. So it definitely makes holidays awkward. We don't bring up politics, but they always seem to do. And I, for one, always am going to make my voice heard and stand up for my position. So things can get a little awkward around the holiday dinner table.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be the case for everybody. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Hammer time. Can't cut this. I'm going to hear that every day. Every day.
Okay, man. Hey, I know the story behind that. So, yeah, but Al, you know, man, I have to tell you, man, I you know, to have an opportunity to be interviewed by the British Broadcasting Company is a major, you know, opportunity for, you know, just, you know, an average guy like me. You know, they clearly scoured different parts and different people and different shows and somehow thought that what we're doing was worthy of having that opportunity.
That's it. And plus on top of that, BBC, as it's called everywhere else, is one of the more truthful news medias in the world. And so that's an honor. But what I'd like for you to do for me, get somebody who is considered an expert on the Constitution of the United States on the air to explain to us how this man can be running for anything as a convicted felon. Because I read the Constitution, I have a copy of it on my desk. And it says in there, a convicted felon can't run for nothing, including dog catching. So how they can spend millions and millions of dollars to elevate this person to this level after all that he has done publicly and have been convicted of multiple felonies. I need some clarity on that.
You know, Al, I will do just that. You know, I will certainly get on that after the show. Because sometimes, you see guys who have spent some time incarcerated, and it's almost impossible for them to even get a chance to vote again, you know, let alone. So people have made mistakes in their lives. But getting a chance to vote again and getting a chance to become the most powerful man on the planet, two different things altogether. And yet you find people, Al, who will continue to support Trump and totally want to, you know, condemn all of these other young people and others who spent some time incarcerated who've turned their lives around. We don't want to give them a second chance. But Donald Trump, by all means, you know, he's somebody different. He's somebody special. We'll bend over backwards to give him the opportunities. I'm going to do that without question. I'll do that, you know, after the show.
Earl, let me say one other thing, and that is that, see, I lost my thought. That's all right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much, as always. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts as we're inside of 2 weeks on this very impactful election. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. You can't see what's going on. What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on? Right on. Right on.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Your thoughts? 12 days out. You know, we've been talking about it now for quite a while. And, you know, it's right around the corner. I'd love to hear how you feel right now. Let's go to Sherry from Horicon. Good morning to you, Sherry. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Calvin. I am just so fed up. I live in an area where it's all Trump, okay? And I live in Dodge County in Wisconsin. And, oh, man, you try to talk to people and they just get so mad. And that it's like, well, just tell me one policy that you agree with. And they can't name one single policy. And my son, he loves Trump, all of it. And it's like he's 26. There's no way to talk to him about politics. And it's like I can't get any of these people to flip because they're like, well, we just don't think that we should have a woman. Their views on abortions, not my son's, but all these other, that's one thing he doesn't agree with is the abortion thing. But what do you do? I mean, you just like talking to a wall. I mean,
you know, Sherry, hang on. You sound like, you know, a seasoned woman who's been around in around a few elections, this one and the ramifications of it and the divide, as you stated, with your neighbors, even inside your own family, this is unprecedented. And as you stated, when you ask people who support Trump, They can't even explain it. And to me, that's where the inherent danger lies. And you know, Sherry, how do we fix it? After it's over, how do you fix your relationships with your neighbors and with your family?
You know, I was able to get put on this Enbrel, and I'm shouting it to the world. I'm on Medicaid. Okay, I'm 64 on Medicaid, and I live on Social Security. And I was finally approved for Enbrel, praise the Lord. And because of Biden and because of Kamala, that drug was on the list of the 12 drugs. My copay is $3.
Wow.
It was going to be like $300 a shot with Medicaid. And that would be twice a week. Okay, so that's $600 a week. Yeah, right.
Do you know?
On food share.
Are you, Sherry, God bless you. And, you know, these are the stories, you know, that don't get out much. But you just got it out. And there are people listening across this state who probably faced with the same reality, right? Who are benefiting because of the limits that the Biden administration has put on, you know, all of these pharmaceutical drugs that have been priced out of, you know, the reach of many of the American citizens.
I know. I am so excited. I got went yesterday and learned how to give me my shot. And it wasn't bad. And so I'll be doing it for myself. And the whole thing is just like amazing. And praise the Lord. Oh, my God. You know, Trump wouldn't have done that.
Hey, Sherry, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I've been looking at all this, and I have actually tried to talk to someone on the Republican side and was astounded at the verbiage and the cruel language that they used. And I am not a woman who actually would participate in a conversation like this. But I find that if this is such a critical voting time for this nation, and if we don't get out there and get out and vote and vote Trump down, we are going back to Jim Crow. We're going back to the sundown laws. As people, you have to remember all this stuff existed a short time ago. I mean, I'm 75. It happened in my lifetime. It wasn't like it happened 100 years ago. People have to understand that your thoughts about this, you say you're a Christian nation, but yet you hold up the values of a man who is not a Christian. I mean, if you look at everything that he has done, he's eliminated or done at least 9 of the 10 commandments, and you're following this person, which is astounding to me.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. As always, 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on the line. It's Thursday, and that means you're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. 1 year after the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center requested a $1 million emergency line of credit, officials say that credit has not been used once. On Tuesday, the DECC board confirmed that the organization is not looking to extend the credit after seeing a 19% jump in new revenue. They initially requested the credit line due to higher-than-expected utility bills, but never intended to use it unless they truly needed to in order to remain open. DECC officials also thanked area residents for showing up consistently to support the facility. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to XL Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license.
Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana. Donna, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million-dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season two of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season two will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season one, starring Stephen Young and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen Brothers film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba,
and that's what you need to know.
6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media
News, I'm
Radio
James
Network.
Kelly.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement, and friend of the show, Matt Flynn. Look at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I want to know your name. Ooh, you look so good. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? I'd love you if I could.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Your thoughts, you know, 12 days out. And, you know, I'm telling you that I don't have to tell you, okay, because you're experiencing the exact same thing that I'm experiencing. People who, I don't know, how do you fix it? You know, how do you bring families back together? Husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, neighbors. You know, Calvin said the community where he lives, you know, MAGAs everywhere. But his community is not just all MAGA, but something has happened. And this nation and the divide that we are going to see, I mean, I'm not just talking about the divide right now, but how is it going to be repaired? Who repairs it? And all of this for one man. 855-752-4842. I don't know why. Why we're willing to do this. You know, I really don't. I don't know why, again, a nation that has stood as long as this one has made a decision. Those who have made the decision, and let's be clear, on the one side of things, you know, you keep hearing people say it's both sides. I'm sorry. It's not. Donald Trump is trashing his ex-chief of staff, former four-star general John Kelly, a man who I recall when Donald Trump first appointed John Kelly, and he sang the praises of him. You remember? Who could have possibly said anything against John Kelly? Former General John Kelly. If you had said anything, you would have been tarred and feathered. Because, again, a man who is a gold star person, who lost his son in combat. Well, you know, we used to hold that in high regard. But nope, not Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump has decided, let's do this. Guys, hang on. We're going to bring on Congressman Gabe Amo. How do you pronounce your last name, sir?
You got it right. It's Gabe Amo.
Right,
you're going to the dentist. Amo.
All right, Amo. Thank you very much, Congressman, for appearing on the air. I'm talking with my audience, sir, as we're 12 days out. What do you see?
Well, Earl, first off, thanks for having me on. Look, what I see is focus. Focus from the Harris-Walz campaign, from vice president, a focus to win this election, but a focus on the American people first and foremost, and not the focus on himself, like the failed weak 45th President Donald Trump.
So you see, I'm having conversations with my audience about the fact that here's a man who just got through trashing a Gold Star family man and a four-star general and his former chief of staff, John Kelly, and somehow that doesn't seem to matter to people who are in support of him. Can you explain to me how we've all of a sudden thought it's okay to trash a former four-star general and a Gold Star family member such as, John Kelly, and that's okay in the eyes of many?
Well, look, this is another piece of evidence that Donald Trump is not fit to serve as our president. And he cannot stand behind that seal, behind that symbol of American leadership, because he does not know how to lead. I mean, when you look at John Kelly, when you look at the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, you aren't talking about political people. These are folks who are steeped in service to our nation, making the most important sacrifices to protect our values. And, you know, Donald Trump has no respect for this because he is incapable of it. He is unstable. He is unfit. And he cannot serve as our president.
You know, you're a congressman. And as I said, we already know who Donald Trump is. We had a foray into him 4 years ago. So Vice President and presidential candidate Harris is lighting up, you know, the airways and the road. She's everywhere. What do you see in Vice President Kamala Harris that makes you believe she's the right person for the job?
Well, Vice President Harris is the right person not only because she is, you know, barnstorming and is demonstrating great energy capacity. I mean, she is everywhere. If you turn on your TV, you are seeing her state a case. But she's also stating a vision for a new way forward, for an opportunity economy where we can all thrive, right? We have a leader in the vice president who is ready from day one to work on, you know, a unifying vision for this country. Like, I look at the bread and butter issues, like ensuring that folks have access to home ownership, like ensuring that people are able to experience lower costs, that we go after price gouging, like expanding the child tax credit that was that she helped lead on in the Biden-Harris White House with the help of great area Congress people like the great Gwen Moore. There is an abundance of planning, of thoughtfulness to make sure that everybody doesn't just get by, but is able to get ahead.
So, as you know, we get ready to wrap this up. We're 12 days out. What do you want to say to this listening audience, sir?
Well, I would say first and foremost, I hope that everybody has a plan to vote. IWillVote.com. Make a plan. It is so important that we have a strong turnout. And then, you know, I would say, look, there is a clear contrast here between going forward and going back. With a Harris-Walz administration, with Vice President Harris at the helm leading our country, we will have a future that is secure. We will have opportunities for many, not the few. And we will have our freedoms protected. And that's what people should know is on the ballot, on the line. And I know that Vice President Harris is the one that we must choose to lead that future.
Sir, I want to thank you very much. And hopefully we'll talk on the other side of the victory.
Thank you, sir. And I hope everybody gets out and votes.
Thank you as well. That's Congressman Gabe Amo and from Rhode Island. Let's go to the phone lines and Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. Your thoughts?
Yeah, hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond to Calvin, and I believe it was Susan who called earlier. I live in Dane County in the Madison area, and I see nothing but Harris, Waltz, and Baldwin signs. So Calvin may be living in the MAGA area, but I am in Dane County. I'm smack dab in the middle of the DNC. But what I want to say is, and Earl, I'm going to surprise you. I am undecided in terms of who I'm going to vote for. And the reason why I am undecided and I am not sure about the vice president is because it appears that she is going to have a divided government. And she is going to have to use executive orders to get things done. Kamala Harris has not given any indication of what she's going to do on her first 100 days. What action will she take as president of the United States to make the quality of life better for American citizens? And that is something I am waiting to hear from her. That will give me an idea of her leadership philosophy. She has a bunch of aspirational goals in terms of her policy, but what can she actually deliver? And at many of these town hall meetings, people have tried to pin her down, or maybe they didn't quite frame the question the right way, but she skips around answering that question.
Cassandra, you know I'm sorry, but you know what's perplexing to me? What's perplexing to me is the more I hear people say that, but the other flip side of that is Donald Trump. What has he said? What is he going to do that makes you and others say, well, you know, I don't know about Kamala, we don't know, and what to expect from her. We do know what to expect from Donald Trump. He said it openly, and he said some vicious and hateful and hurtful things. I mean, we just heard the congressman talking about a Gold Star man, John Kelly, former Joint Chief of Staff that Donald Trump handpicked, and a man who supported him, and now Donald Trump is saying all manner of horrific things about a man who is saying this man is unstable. In the face of that, you tell me about what Kamala Harris is not presenting.
Earl, will you give me a moment
yes.
to respond to that?
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. We know what Donald Trump is going to do. And we know that because of his past history as the former president. Kamala Harris does not have that advantage. So the only way we will know what she will do is what she is willing to tell us. She's not willing to tell us, and that's what her campaign does not understand. Now, regarding John Kelly, I am ex-military. I'm a veteran. And here is why I, as the Harris campaign, would not lean too closely on the remarks of these generals. Anyone in the military will tell you that these officers, they rise and advance up the rank, and it is not always based on merit. Many of them are yes men to the politicians. John Kelly received his rank. There were all the qualified people.
Hey, Cassandra, I really wish I had more time. We've got to take a short hiatus. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
I'm not even married. Are you married? Yeah.
You gotta tell me. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down.
Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go right to the phone lines. Brian from Maguanago. Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Response to something you had asked earlier about how do we heal or how do we move forward?
Yes, sir.
And let's say everything goes great at the polls and Ms. Harris gets elected, which is who I'm rooting for. I know a simple way that we could actually totally help heal this nation and get MAGA and left and right back together and working toward a common goal. And that is to get rid of all this corporate greed. We are hurting, every one of us. That's the one thing we all share across the middle class, no matter what party you root for. We are all struggling, and we are all struggling mightily in the wallets, because corporations have just, it's capitalism run amok, and they just take. All we keep hearing left and right, aside from record prices, is record profits. And I think we're all sick and tired of it. And as far as the last caller went, unfortunately, I hear her talking points way, way, way too often, and they come straight from Fox News, because my mom says it talks exactly the same way your last caller was speaking. And it's just, it frustrates me to no end, but just it's the one thing we all share. I know that we all share it. And if we can all see that we share and get past this, I guess the point I was trying to make is Donald Trump has no path forward to helping the everyday average American.
No, he doesn't. Forward. Hey, Brian, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Charles from Milwaukee, you're up next. You say what?
Just me to go ahead and vote for Trump.
Charles. All right, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Brendan, go ahead.
You know, I have 2 points. First point is that it was written to either yesterday or today that Putin is over talking to other countries about this BRISC meeting about a new world order. Y'all better wake up, and I don't know what that last caller, the young lady that always calls in on a regular basis, the last guy, I think, hit it right on the head. She's listening to Fox News, and she's just spewing the same thing. Kamala has described in quite good detail about what's going on. As far as being at the Thanksgiving table with the rest of your family and the conversation moving to politics, I think the only thing that you can really sit back and do is point out the positives of what the current administration has done, especially if you have a diabetic in your family and they're sitting across the table from you. You might want to point out to them how much is coming out of their wallet now for their insulin or any drugs they take that are diabetic related, their 401k, her stance on price gouging and these types of things can be brought up and be a positive and not turn this into some kind of mashed potato flinging war, or a neater type of thing.
Hey, Brendan. I concur, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gary from Sussex. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, you asked us in the beginning of 45 minutes ago how you feel. Well, I'm excited for myself and for the Republicans. I think that Donald Trump is doing well. He's going up in the polls. The only thing is my suggestion to Harris is that I think that she needs to stop ripping on Trump and convince the people to vote for her, not to vote against Trump. And I think that's where her mistake is.
Hey, Gary, Trump's ripping on her, right? That's okay?
Well, I agree. They're both. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of all these commercials. I hate them. I turn them off. I don't want to see them anymore. I can't wait to get rid of them. Okay, but the thing is, for her, because she's losing.
Well, You say she's losing. It's a tie.
Well, okay, I was listening to
Fox News,
the town hall that she had that she had yesterday. And then I turned on CNN and I listened to Dana Bash talking about the fact is she's getting softballs and she's not answering it.
Hey Gary,
around,
thank you very much for the call. Let's try to squeeze Don in from Milwaukee. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Earl.
Quickly.
Comment to this. Oh, okay. This lady, why is it that Trump gets a free pass? He has a concept of plan, and Vice President Harris has a plan, but yet she's supposed to be this Wonder Woman. She was thrown into the race the last second.
Yes.
Why is it that she's supposed to have all these answers, but he gets free pass? He just has concepts. That's my statement.
Hey, Don, it was a good one. 855-752-4842. Up next, Dwayne Shikoski. He is running for the 53rd Assembly District in Neenah. And then we'll come back afterwards, guys, and take your calls. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.